What's up, everyone? It's Ray Garvin, host of the Destination Devi podcast. If you're waiting until after the NFL season to start your college scouting process, you're already behind the eight ball. There are hundreds of college football games on each and every Saturday, far too many to keep up with, along with following your favorite NFL teams. But don't worry, this show is designed for not only you hardcore Devi leaguers, but those of you who want to learn about the next group of potential NFL stars and get a leg up in your traditional dynasty leagues. We don't just talk about the big name college football guys. We hit on the small school value prospects who also have a shot to make it to the next level. If you want to position your dynasty team for short and long-term success, make sure you check out the DDP on DLF and all the other amazing shows DLF has to offer.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round. For AM lovers, oh that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am your host this week, Matt Price. Of course, John and Russ are here, but we talk to them all the time. So we're going to bring in our guest immediately. We have the great Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com, the Audible. Sig, I'm gonna have a little bit of stars in my eyes right now. You were literally the first podcast that I listened to back in, I don't even know, 2006 or something when you guys started the Audible. I listened to pretty much every episode and was lucky enough to meet you last summer, man. So really good to have you on the show today.
Oh, I can't wait until our paths cross again. I just feel like I'm going to give you a hug because you spent that much time with me and you still like me. You still want to hang out. And game night. I mean, who doesn't want to get invited to game night, especially now?
Yeah, great times back then and into the future. So we are going to play three games tonight. John, Russ, say hi. We know you're here. Anything to plug real quick?
I'm just stoked that we have Sig on the show. Like this is awesome. You're not the only one with stars in your eyes, man. Let's all be honest here.
I never heard of him before until you guys said he was going to be on.
Russ is going to go the other way. Smart move, Russ.
That's that strategy you're always talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it to another level. Forgive me if this sounds a little bit stalkerish, but listening to you for like a decade before I started podcasting, like I almost felt like you and Cecil and everybody, they were like kind of my buddies. Cause like you find that show and you're like, holy crap, into like the early 2000s, mid 2000s, this is like my people. I found them, you know?
It's like that for us too. I mean, that's the thing, that's the whole fantasy community and the warm embrace. And it's good, you know. I've said on a lot of shows I've done as I do the tour in August, I'm just impressed that we're still a 96% positive community out in social media, internet land. And I think we do a good job improving each other's lives.
Definitely. We do a really good job lifting each other up. You know, we have fantasy cares. We're all involved in that. And, you know,
yes,
we all do.
To John. Exactly. Scott Fish.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly. All right. So before we get started, we do have a quick read from one of our sponsors, Monkey Knife Fight. Monkey Knife Fight is the fastest growing daily fantasy sports site on the planet. And MKF is giving you free money and free dynasty football content with your initial deposit. Are you ready to rumble? Open a new account with a minimum $10 deposit to MKF and you will receive a free dynastyleaguefootball.com annual premium membership for just 10 bucks, regular 40 bucks. So that's a really good deal. Offer is also good to extend your current DLF annual membership if you're already a subscriber, so thank you for that. Monkey Knife Fight will also match your initial deposit, doubling your bankroll up to a maximum of $50, featuring football, baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, UFC, esports, prop bets, and more. You'll find plenty of entertaining contest options even in these uncertain times. Monkey Knife Fight provides DFS games with no salary cap, so if you correctly predict the outcome, you are guaranteed to win, and there are no sharks, no professionals to prevent you from claiming your prize. At Monkey Knife Fight, you will not get algorithmed by the top 1% who dominate other fantasy sites. Check out the new and improved DFS and prop bet experience and claim your deposit match with your free Dynasty League football.com premium membership at monkeyknifefight.com. All right, Let's play some games. You guys that are listening, you know all of these games. We're going to play the name game. We're going to play ADP Cliffhanger, and we're going to play Co-Stars. We're going to start off with ADP Cliffhanger. We're going to be playing to 15. So the way this works this time in this session is we're going to be looking at positional Superflex ADP differences between 2019 and 2020 August, so 1 year apart. So typically you'll just guess the ADP of a player. We'll see how far you are. You'll move up that spot, that many spots on the mountain until you fall off. For this one, we're looking at the differences. So let's say I'm looking at whatever player from 2019 to 2020, and the difference is five spots. If you say two, the difference would be three spots. So you move up three spots on the mountain. Make sense?
Absolute value of the difference.
So yeah, we don't have to specify plus or minus.
You don't have to specify plus or minus. I'm not gonna. I mean, some of them are gonna be pretty obvious. I think. Yeah. You'll be able to figure it out. Yeah. And to keep it a quick game this week, we're gonna play to 15. So you get to 15. If you get more than 15,
it might be one player. Over,
right.
You want to do 21? We can do 21.
Let's go at least. Give us at least a little cushion here, Matt.
All right, we'll go 21 then.
I don't know. Am I the only one terrified they're going to hit 16 or above on their first player?
Think about when we have like McDowell on and it takes like 50 players to finish this game.
Is this, this is DLF Superflex ADP, you said?
DLF Superflex ADP, the difference between 2019 August and 2020 August. And we'll start with John and then go to Russ and then Sig for the first question. The first player is Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I'm glad we went to 21.
Figure out where he was in 2019, where you think he is in 2020, and then tell me the difference.
Oh my God, I have no idea where he was a year ago. It was a lot lower. Is there a value for a lot? Yeah, I think it's going to be a positive.
This much.
Jeez, let's see.
Actually, it was this much.
Inches a hit.
I wasn't listening when you were talking. So is it Superflex or 1QB?
It is Superflex.
Okay.
I'm going to start out and say, God, I think he's got to be, I'm going to say 50.
50 spots?
Like I said, Matt.
Positional.
Positional. I wasn't listening when you were talking.
Positional. Okay.
Positional.
No,
positional.
I did not think it was 50 positional
spots. I was like, wait, there's not.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better then. A little bit easier to judge this now. All right. I do wonder what his overall jump was. All right. So positional, let's go 20.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot higher than I was thinking.
That feels like a nice round number.
I was going to go with 12. So I'm going to say 12.
Russ says 12.
Yeah, I had 11 was the number that popped into my head.
I don't think he was drafted as a quarterback one last year in Superflex.
Yeah, but he's young. So he was probably like 14-ish. Yeah. Which is why I went 14 to 2.
All right. John comes in last.
Yes, of course.
Yes, 20. The difference is 11. Minus 9. Russ, negative 1, and Sig nails it right on the dot.
Nice job, guys.
He always tries to make the guest feel comfortable right away.
I felt like he was lower, like for some reason last year. I don't know.
So Russ is up at 1. John's up at 9, and Sig is still on the ground. Still on the ground. Next player, we'll start with Sig this time since he won that point, and then we'll go to Russ and John. The next player, Sig, is Aaron Rodgers.
He was still pretty well thought of at this time last year. Maybe even by his head coach, but I don't know about that. He has dropped off a cliff positionally. And I think in Dynasty, he's been left for dead the same way that Breeze and Roethlisberger and Brady have. Like everyone's treating them like they're in their last year, even though he's not. I'll be somewhat conservative and say 12.
12 spots?
Mm-hmm. See, I was going to repeat myself and go 12, but 11 worked for him last time.
Yeah, so there you go. All
right, Russ, you said 11?
Yes, 11.
Okay.
Might as well go 20 again, John. Just exactly. Play the odds.
Symmetry.
I think I'll go 9.
9. Well, it was 14.
I went the wrong way. I was trying to get a little bit of ways away from you guys to to try and bridge that gap. I went the wrong side.
What was he last year at this time? Like six, seven?
He was quarterback two.
Yeah,
he was
three, all the way up at two.
I had that one right. I had him at quarterback two. What's he
probably? Probably all John Hogue's doing. I'm sure.
Like, yeah, I should have traded him.
He's like 16 now. That means
he's 14 now.
So
two to 14.
So he dropped 12. Okay.
Did I say that, or did I say? Did
he's, I say he's
said 12. Said, okay, maybe
you
I
said 14, but it's actually 12.
Okay, that's so what I meant. He went to 14 and 12 spots. Yeah.
Okay.
So you should have stuck with 12.
Yeah, I didn't really have a choice there. I wasn't gaining points no matter how I went, whichever direction. You guys had already nailed it. Dang.
So John goes up to 14.
All right, not over that 15
Russ
clip.
Russ had four. And Sig still sticking down there at two. Next player. Well, we're going to Sig, you're crushing it. So we're going to go back to you again first. Well, same order, actually. We'll go to a wide receiver, Adam Thielen. So all of the positions are super flex ADP. Not that it necessarily matters for positional, but sometimes those are different.
It can.
So they work out to be different.
Wow. Let me say, first of all, that the drop, whatever it is too much. But he does seem like he's at that point now where people are seeing him as an old player, as a player that any year could be the year we realize he's already had his best year and is not going to have it again. But I'm not sure exactly how high he was last year. I think he was pretty high, though. So I think it was a somewhat significant drop, even though it shouldn't be. So since I went 11, 12, let's go 13.
My turn, right? Man, see, like I remember when I first started playing Dynasty, like I remembered what year was which so clearly, but now it's just like, was 2 years ago that crazy year for Thielen, or was that like 5 years ago? I can't remember anymore.
2020 is a decade. The thing that I keep telling people that say the year was so long. Remember the Australia fires during the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. That was this year. That was Australia fires.
Oh my god, that's right. That was this year. Good lord.
All right, well, that broke my brain for a second. So I'm going to go a little higher and say 17.
Oh, man.
17 spots?
Kind of think Thielen. I feel like this is a little bit of a trick because I think he was a little bit lower in the preseason, and then he went up throughout the season, but then he kind of dropped back down again off a cliff.
Which you're about to fall off of.
Oh, I'm definitely. You know I don't even look at ADP, much less ADP based off of four mock drafts.
Six.
Are the super flex ones six?
Maybe. I think so. Maybe they're four.
You might want to check that data.
We'll put in a position to make them six, okay, John?
You might want to check that data. Let's see.
You should run a few more so it's more accurate.
I don't run them.
I know.
Let's see. What do we have? We have 14 on the board, and what's the other? What were the answers?
17.
13, 17.
All right, 13 and 17. God, I basically have to go in between, but that's not going to pick up any ground.
John, loophole John.
Not loophole. I'm just trying to figure it out. How the hell I can.
Injury, John.
I got to get back in the game here. I'll go 14.
14.
See if I can pick
John,
up.
The good news is you nailed it.
All right.
Right on the dot, 14 spots. He was wide receiver 13 in 2019, wide receiver 27. In 2020, which, you know, I understand it from the age point, Sig, but it'll be interesting to see what his value does.
He's going
to
get 200 targets.
What I'm saying. If he gets 4 billion targets this year, like, what are we going to do with a 30-year-old wide receiver that probably is going to
ADP won't change.
Have similar volume next year.
Yeah. With back injuries. But he'll
be like 27 to 34 next year.
Right.
This time.
It will slow the decline in ADP.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sig's still in the lead. He missed that one by one. Russ missed it by four. Sig at three, Russ at seven, and John at 14 still.
All
see?
Right. Close that gigantic gap.
Yeah, exactly. John, you nailed it, so you get to go first again.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
This is another wide receiver. We're going to go to Chris Godwin.
Oh,
man.
Where was he in 2019?
Ooh, I don't know. He was getting he was getting hype before last year. So he was rising up at this time last year. But I don't, he wasn't anywhere near where he is now. I'll say 15.
15 spots? Russ.
Man, I don't think he was that low. Like, I still think he was probably Would you say 15?
Yeah, I'm guessing he went from like 18 to 3 or 19 to 4. That's kind of the range I was thinking, yeah. Somewhere in that area. Somewhere around there. To give you my whole thought process.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost exactly what
I
was thinking anyway.
For the other players.
I don't care. It's more fun to talk that through.
He's really just messing with me, trying to get me to say something I wasn't really thinking in the first place.
No, I'm guessing you probably think he was just outside the wide receiver one range, because for you, he was probably right there or in the wide receiver one range for you last year.
Yeah, I'm going to go 12, because that seems to be a very popular number in this game so far.
The golden ratio.
John, I've never known you to do anything just for fun.
It is fun. It's fun to win. Oh, no. I do not come into this podcast with the expectation of winning, Matt. You should know that by now.
John absolutely posts wrong sci-fi GIFs for me. Just for fun.
Yeah.
I've never posted a GIF in my life. I do post a lot of GIFs, but that's okay.
I am with the discussion so far that the hardest part is nailing down exactly how optimistic the dynasty community was about Godwin going into last year. I'm more on the side of Russ here. I'll go back to my original 11.
Correct answer is 13. He was 18 and wide receiver 18 in 2019. He's currently wide receiver 5. So different as 15.
Oh, so that's the thing. You had him a little too high, John, this year.
Yeah.
Damn.
I
was almost dead on. At least I had the right read on a player finally.
Yeah. You guys are all crushing it, though. Obviously, -2 for John and for Sig, but -1 for Russ. So John's up to 16, Russ at 7, and Sig at 5. You guys are – I'm running out of players, so you guys need to do worse or something.
Yeah.
You can find us a new one real fast.
Maybe we should answer before you say the player. Just 7. I'll say 7.
I'll say 12. I want 12.
11.
Russ, Aaron Jones.
Oh, I don't want 12 anymore.
Last year to this year?
Yep.
Oh, right, because that really won't. I don't want to go first. Let someone else go first.
No, you got it. I love this being in the middle
thing for every single game.
How about for a penalty of 3 points, you can pass your turn?
Yeah. John.
Would you do it?
I might. No. Okay. So, man, just so many of my friends were so freaking hyped on him that he's just always been high in my estimations. But I don't know, man, because he did really well last year, which means he probably wasn't that great before last year. I'm sticking with the magic number 12, because I have literally no idea. He's not only guy.
We'll go to John.
Oh, I got to go next?
Yep.
Oh, man. I don't feel like he's fallen a full 12, but I don't know. But like Russ said, I don't know if he was up there as high because he exceeded his expectations greatly last year, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll go 10. I'll leave 11 right there in the middle.
Yeah, right. This one's interesting because I feel like he exceeded expectations last year, and yet they took A.J. Dillon. So yep. if you're talking about at the moment pulse, I feel like people are kind of lukewarm on him on Dynasty right now. I feel like his through this whole wild ride too, his redraft ADP is about the same as it was last year too. So I'm going to go low. I'm going to say I'll stick 7 since I pulled that out of the air. I'll say 7.
Correct answer is 0. He was 15 in 2019.
There it is. Saved the best for last.
15. Right, John, you have fallen off the cliff at 26.
I'm still
climbing up that cliff to 19, and Sig still hanging on pretty well at 12. So, Russ, you need to hit this by 2 or less.
Right, but at least Sig goes first.
That's true. Russ, I'm going to let you pick the position.
You got a tight end on there?
All of a sudden, Matt has plenty of players now all of a sudden.
Let's hit a tight end just to knock me off real good.
Okay. Let's go to Chris Herndon.
I've got an imaginary points answer.
I have one other option if you don't like that one. Do you want a different one? You want a different one, Russ?
Who's your other option?
Jonnu Smith.
Both interesting.
I know. That's why I picked him. Your choice, Russ.
I like Jonnu better. Let's do Jonnu, okay. Even Jonnu. Though I don't know the answer to either of these.
All right. I don't think he was on the radar. Or
did Russ? Right. Russ? Who has to go first?
You got to pick the player. Do I go first, or
you
go first?
You get a player, and then Sig goes first.
I don't feel like he was a hot name last year, and I don't. I know this was just me. Like I was feeling like run away from. They were the 10-foot pole team, the Titans, right, because of Mariota at this time last year. So he's got some buzz. I mean, people like him. He did enough things that are high profile, and Walker's gone, and it's going to be significant. The question is how low he was last year at this time. I'll say 10, but my gut is it's more than 10.
See, I've always liked Jonnu from the beginning, so this is tough. Man, so if he thinks it's more than 10, and I
just like, how low was he? Like, was he 25th or 30th? Or
But the thing is he's not over tight end 10 right now.
No. Well, in Dynasty? No.
No, there's no far too many fancy, dazzling names. 13.
I think he went from the late 20s to the early teens. So for an imaginary point, I'll throw out 14 just to get one more than Russ.
John, you would have won this round. It was 18 spots. Wow. He was tight end 32 and 29.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I couldn't figure that out.
And currently tight end 14. So
dang, right on 32. Yep. I would have thought like 28 to 12.
Oh, but he's over the cliff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You survived.
By one spot. Say at 20. You got there by one spot. So raise your flag there for game one.
All right.
I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit rougher for you for game two because these two guys are both very good at the name game.
Let's go name game.
We are. We're going to go name game.
ADP is a well-known weakness of mine.
All right, so we've done a lot of themes with this show, but we're going to go back to the original incarnation of this game where we're only using NFL players. There's no theme this week. It's both two NFL players. So
this has been a while.
For any new listeners that there may be, the way this game works is kind of like before and after for Jeopardy. For example, I will give you a conference and division and a position, and then again for the second half of it, and you will have to put those two names together. So one example would be if I said NFC East wide receiver and NFC West wide receiver, then the answer could be Amari Cooper Cup. So you're combining Cooper and Cooper, making Cup. We could also do it where we are blending sounds together. It doesn't have to necessarily be a full name. So another one could be Kenny Gala Day J Brown, because you're combining the end of Gala Day and the beginning of AJ. So it can be sound, it can be full name. So that's how we're going to go. And for this one, Sig, and everybody else, this is, your name will be your buzzer. So the scoring works if you get it with just the first clue given of the conference, division, and position, then it'll be worth 3 points. If you get it after one clue where I'll give you one of the two teams, then it'll be worth 2 points. And if you need the team for both players, then it'll be worth 1 point.
Current NFL players or just all-time
current,
NFL players?
Only current NFL players.
All right.
Man, I'm excited, Matt. We haven't done this way in a long time. I love the themed ones, but like this has me, the nostalgia is coming back, man.
Episode one.
Never even thought to do it this way.
Oh, this is how we started. And after we did it like twice, we were like, okay, we can't do it that way anymore.
We were running out of players. Yeah, that would go together.
We used them all.
We had a bunch of rookies and other players come into the league. So we got some more meat on the bone here.
God, I have to win this game. I have no shot at Co-Stars. I got to win this one. No pressure.
let me get a pen paper real quick.
This is where you definitely want to write down what the clue he gives.
Yeah, that'll be helpful. Okay. And we're not playing to a specific point total. We're going to go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of these. And just whoever has the most points at the end wins. And I don't have a tie, so please don't make it a tie. I don't have a tiebreaker, rather.
Definitely going to be a tie.
Of course it will be. So, of course, it will be a tie.
Tiebreaker goes to not John.
Half a game, half a game. That's how it is. If we tie.
Okay. Again, speed game, so your name's your buzzer. First players set up on the board are an AFC North wide receiver with an AFC South wide receiver. And Sig, these go in the order that I list them. So the North one is first here.
Okay. And we just say our name when we think we have the answer.
When you think you have it, yep.
And can you just answer in every single round if you want, or once you try to answer, once you're out for the rest of the round?
You're out until the
next player.
End. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless we get to a point where all three of you have missed and then kind of resets. And for the clues, we just kind of let you guys decide if you want a clue or not as a collective. And don't worry about the dead air. This is the part that gets
out. Yeah. Right.
We get a lot of this.
AFC North, NFC South, right?
AFC North and AFC South.
Oh, AFC.
John.
Both receivers. Okay.
John. Devin Duvernay, J. Brown.
That is an answer that works, but it wasn't the one I was looking for, so I guess I'll give you the points for it.
You got to have to.
We're going to let the other two continue with this one,
Okay.
That was a really good one, though.
It was.
It's pretty happy. I was going through rookies because, like, we've cycled through names. You got to have rookies in there, I figured.
It's true.
Oh, so there's another one. Can I get another one?
You've already broken the game.
Yes. I've won the night if I've broken the game already. Oh, man. This is a classic thing.
Do you guys want a hint?
I'll take a hint on the first one.
You want the first one? First player? The first player is for the Baltimore Ravens.
So Devin DuVernay.
See, that's the problem with these. Like, I probably should start. Like, once you think of one, you should probably go through and try to think of any other ones that fit. But got one more hint for you if you want.
There might be a little bit of license on one that I got.
You could give it a shot. There's not really a whole lot of creative license on this one.
All right. Well, then that's not right then.
You know how I feel about creative license on this.
I know.
All right. I'm going to give you the final team.
Yeah.
The AFC South team is the Houston Texans.
Moise Boy Kenny Stills?
That is correct. Miles Boy Kenny Stills.
That's what I said.
Ken and Ken. That is, I think Russ should get it for the second answer there. Yeah.
It is correct. Did you think I said it was wrong? No, that's right.
No, but that is absolutely licensed.
That's cool.
Yeah. Ken and Ken.
Kenny.
Ken and Ken.
No, Ken.
The first syllable. First syllable was Ken. Of Kenny is Ken.
Ken and Ken.
K-I-N-K-E-N. Ken, oh,
stop
Ken.
It. Stop it.
Maybe that's all they say.
I
Kenny
say them the same. That's like
on the West Coast, but
Milton Gordon. Pen,
I guess that's just like pen and pen, right? I guess is the
yes,
difference.
It is like pen and pen.
I say that pretty much the same way, so maybe that's all right.
Maybe those are.
I'm still taking the points.
Left Coast bias. You still get the points. So John got three. Russ got two on the first one.
That's interesting. We have multiple scores from one clue. I love it.
We're just gonna roll with it. Next one, NFC East wide receiver and NFC East wide receiver.
Those are both NFC East?
That's correct. Both NFC East wide receiver.
All right. NFC East. Let's see.
Oh, I know what the second one is, but I just can't figure out the first.
Oh, Russ.
Russ.
Antonio Gandy, Golden Tate.
That is correct. Nice. Gandy, Golden Tate.
Well done, Russ.
Whew. Is that who you thought the second one was?
I thought it was going to be something with Stir and Sterling Shepard.
That's the first place I went. Yep.
Third one. NFC South running back and an NFC South tight end.
NFC South.
Russ. Todd Gurley and Thomas.
I'm going to have to give you the points for it, but that's not the one I was thinking.
So I was going to go Sigmund.
Sig.
Christian McCaffrey and Hurst.
McCaffrey and Thomas works also.
Yeah. I'm just going to give everybody three for this one, apparently. John, if you could come up with one that works, then you also get three. You're the last one.
Oh, man. Are there? Okay. I get a free one. All right. Now I just got to think of one. All right. There's got to be one. Anybody that ends
within a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, reasonable amount of time. That might be a little tough.
I'm not going to wait for half an hour for you to figure this out.
All right. I'm bored. Let's go.
Alvin Kamara, Rob Gronkowski.
No, I'm not taking that one.
What?
I'm not
that is the one. Same as I'm not Kim taking and that one. Ken. All right, whatever.
I'm not taking that one.
No, right. We're not giving John points.
What were you actually thinking of?
John, just as the hint, I'll tell you that Russ got the tight end correct. Actually, Russ and Shay got the tight end correctly.
And so, McCaffrey and Gurley weren't right?
There's a different running back for you. Can you pick a different running back?
I still like my.
Can
Alvin.
I get more points?
No. I still like my Alvin Kamara.
You can get it and donate to John if you like.
I'm not going to donate to John, but I'll give you the right answer.
I have to figure out some running back that ends in E. Anybody to end with E. There's probably a bunch. You know, I don't know players.
There's also a wonderful reason why you should absolutely get it.
Players don't matter to me. You know that.
It's on the team of the guy you just said.
I'm calling it.
Russ, all right, Latavius Murray and Thomas.
That is correct. You all get 3 points. Congratulations.
I was about Matt, to
Matt,
I
you gave know, that to him.
Matt, you know, that, one. What? You know that E is like the – that's so hard to not have just one answer with E no, at I the know. End. It's all
and
right.
At this point, D also.
Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But you all got points, so congratulations.
I like Alvin Kamara. Rob Gronkowski is the best answer.
Ruh and Rob is too close.
Ken and Ken are two different sounds.
Stop it. John, you have 6 points. Sig, 3. Russ, you have 8 points. Next one. NFC East running back and NFC South wide receiver. Let's see if you can get the one that I'm actually talking about.
Can you say that again? I wasn't writing it down when you said it.
NFC East running back and NFC South wide receiver.
Okay. So East and South. NFC East running back. I hope we keep coming up with ones that aren't on your list.
Sigmund.
Sig.
Boston Scott Miller.
That is correct.
Yes, Boston.
Wow. Never would have gotten that.
Good job.
I'm kind of into Scotty Miller.
Yeah. It's his summer. It's the summer of Scotty.
Scotty's summer.
Which watched Boogie Nights the other night, too.
Oh, nice. That is a great movie.
It's good Scotty.
All right. Sig, you're tied up for second place now. Next one. NFC West tight end and NFC West running back. This one might also have multiple answers now. I realize.
That's right. Make us all feel good.
Yep. It was, wait, what was the order? Tight end and running back?
Tight end and running back, both NFC West. I just thought this Russ. One was funny. Russ.
John. Oh.
Will Dislino Benjamin.
I'll take it. That's not the one I was thinking of, but I will take
That's
it.
That's creative. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna go Tyler Higbino Benjamin.
That is the one that I was thinking of. Good. Yeah, because Bino, that's funny.
Sig, you want to throw one out here now?
Oh no, I can't talk Bino. Really, I mean, let's let that waft in the room for a while.
Yeah, if you take some Higbino. Somebody who's good at Photoshop make that. All right, AFC East running back and NFC East wide receiver.
NFC what wide receiver?
AFC East running back, NFC East wide receiver.
Russ.
Jeez, Russ.
Devin Singletary McLaurin.
That is correct.
Russ had that one in his one in his onslaught waiting for the clue.
No, I just got super lucky where
Dang, man.
Bills were the first team I went to and
nice.
Just clicked. All right, score update. John was 9, Sig was 6, Russ with 14, 2 left to go.
It's the first time the Bills have been first in anything in the NFC East in a long time, right?
This is their year.
Cheap.
True.
Okay, AFC West wide receiver and AFC West running back. This may have multiple as well.
Nice.
Of course it does. AFC.
That's the way we're going to play it. You come up with one.
I got one that can't be right.
Okay.
Jerry Jeudy DeAndre Washington.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. Nice job.
Wow.
Very nice job.
That is correct, Russ.
I can't believe you went that.
Why can't you believe that?
I don't know. I just didn't think you'd go DeAndre Washington. I thought I was being clever.
Nice. I was going to say Hunter Henry Ruggs. Just because that should be an answer to one of these.
Oh, that is a good one.
I should have. See? Well, everybody forget that and we'll save that. Yeah.
Edit.
That's a Star Wars joke.
Oh, there, I missed it. What I actually did miss it. What did you say?
These are not the names you're looking for. All right. Last one. I think it's out of hand, but we'll do it for fun anyway. AFC West tight end and NFC East wide receiver.
Say that also, one more time.
Maybe it has multiple. It probably does. AFC West tight end and NFC East wide receiver.
All right, it definitely has most because you didn't use the same player twice. So Noah Fantonio Gandy Golden can't be right.
That is correct. Not correct. I mean, it works, but it's, I'm not going to give you a point for that.
Ralph, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, man, because I already made my guess and had to laugh.
Travis Kelce D-Lamb.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah, well, that's what I was
going to say. You tied up for second. Rush, of course, won with 17, but John and Sigmund both finished with 9. So we're at one game apiece. Sig won, Russ won, and of course that means John's going to win Co-Stars. I couldn't even get out with a straight face, John.
There's no chance of a tie tonight, guys.
This is when I break out the paper.
I could honestly bow out right now and be okay, but all right.
Yeah. Well, that would make this take way too long.
Yeah, you're going to definitely need pen and paper for this one. If you say a name that has already been said, you won't be penalized for it. But we're going to go back to the original way of playing this game, where it's basically a round robin of you guys naming skill position players from the three teams that I selected. Once you name one, just the next person can go, and we'll Russ and Sig are tied. I'm going to say we'll have Russ go first, then Sig, and then John. That'll be the order, then back to Russ. So the three teams that you can pull names from are the Las Vegas Raiders, the Green Bay Packers, and the Seattle Seahawks.
This is quarterback, and running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Correct. And then once you're out, you're out. So it's a single elimination game.
And you just keep naming players from one of the three teams until you're stumped.
Correct.
Okay.
We will let it go a full round. If it comes back to you and you think of one, you can come back in, but generally that doesn't happen. So kind of didn't mention that rule. Whenever you're ready, Russ. And if it's an obvious answer, if it's an obvious correct answer, just keep going. Don't wait for any, you know, correct or whatever from me.
Okay, well, I'll just go Russell Wilson.
I'm all Aaron Rodgers.
Derek Carr.
Mariota.
Jordan Love.
Josh Jacobs.
It's like so obvious that I can't think of anything.
too many at once.
Davante Adams.
Aaron Jones.
Chris Carson.
Metcalf.
Lockett.
I'm just really happy that Russ got to say DK Metcalf. I just want that out there, that I am happy he got that.
I'm so happy you finally got a share, Russ. That was exciting.
I heart DK.
Henry Ruggs.
Oh, it's my turn, right?
Yep.
Terrell the Gazelle Williams. Just because I love that guy.
Hunter Renfrow.
Darren Waller.
Dude, I can't write this fast. You guys need to hold, you know, just slow down. Alan Lazard.
Jace. The Lazard King.
Jay Sternberger.
The Big Montana. Will Disley.
Is that his really his nickname?
That's the nickname
the footballers gave it to him.
That's their nickname. They play a little like Western theme song anytime they say
his name. I had not heard of that. That's pretty good.
Brian Edwards.
Oh, man. I was hoping people would have forgotten about him everywhere.
They never forget about Brian Edwards.
I know.
He's been talked about more than any rookie wide receiver this summer. Jamal Williams.
A.J. Dillon. Getting low on the names that I scratched down real fast here.
You did that before, which is smart of you. Carlos Hyde.
Yep.
Jacob Hollister.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll go Penny. Rashad Penny.
Jalen Richard.
Oh, dang it.
Nelson Aguilar.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I forgot he's
getting,
there.
We're getting real close. We've got to save those ones, dude. All right. I'll go MVS. I don't think he's been said yet.
Nope. He has not. Foster Moreau.
Yes. Good job. Way to use somebody not on my list.
Jason Witten.
Oh, that's right.
Nice. We haven't said Darren Waller yet, right?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did? Okay, then I'll say Greg Olsen.
That one's good. There's still four tight ends on the Seahawks, if anybody...
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
I'm holding one or two of those in my pocket.
Yeah, Seattle is Russ's team. This feels rough here.
I thought about that when it came up, but it was completely random.
I have one player left written down, and there's one that I feel I should know because I nominated him everywhere, and now I can't think of the name.
I don't. Who's it on? I forgot already.
It's Russ's turn, I believe. I went with Greg Olson last.
Right. I mean, right. No. It's totally not my turn right now.
Where are those ones you put in your back pocket, Russ?
Well, I don't want to use them because
now is the time, Russ. Now is the time, my man.
I would say there's a couple fairly obvious names left, but not many.
Is it really sad that I can't think of more than two wide receivers on the Seahawks right now?
Yeah, a little bit. There are eight more of them. Mm-hmm.
Fine. Luke Wilson.
That is correct.
Luke. I didn't realize he was back.
Wilson to Wilson.
Wilson.
I'll say...
That's Cecil's Wilson.
Wilson. Is it Lynn Bowden or Bowden?
Oh, good one.
Lynn Bowden Jr.
I will say Jordan Love because I don't think we've set him yet.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Oh, we did? Shit, I missed him. Oh, yep. Man. All right. I wasn't even trying to think because I thought I had him sitting there. I'll bow out. Screw it. I know this is not my game.
Out.
That's all the names I wrote down. So
at the end of this, I want to throw some names to you, Sig, to see if you have literally anything to say about them.
I've got a lot of names. Right now I have 13 names.
Left?
Yeah. That's what happens when you stare at this stuff every day. I have the luxury of I'm supposed to be doing this. I can say I'm at work.
Oh crap. I have two names left on my list.
Well, let's hear them.
Give them both, Russ. Just give them both. Let's see. That way you get credit for two.
Travis Homer.
Good one.
DJ Dallas. They were in the same back.
Oh, together. That's right. They just... Gino.
Oh, that's a good one. Anthony Gordon.
Yeah,
that's Anthony Gordon. That's the name I couldn't remember that I nominated in everything this year for a dollar. Anthony Gordon.
Give him a couple.
Dang it.
One more quarterback on the Seahawks. If you wanted to go that way,
really? See, there you go. You
is Equanimee St. Brown still on the?
Yeah,
he's sort of a quarterback anyway. EQFB is definitely there.
That's right.
So we'll say quarterbacks. So Tim Boyle. The excitement.
Tim Boyle.
All right, you've absolutely just made that name up.
That's who they cut Taysom Hill. They cut Hill to keep Boyle.
Yep.
That's how we have Taysom Hill, New Orleans Saint.
I have not seen the name Tim Boyle.
Never. Literally never.
Then third string Packers. Second
the hope off. Of the Packers whenever Rodgers gets traded in the offseason and Jordan Love bombs.
It's terrible. It's terrible. God, don't get me started.
Kobe Parkinson.
Nice work.
Tight end.
I'm sure he is.
Nice.
He was the one that ran a 7-second 40.
Right, another Stanford tight end. Just Stanford tight end. You can just say Stanford tight end from 2019. let's go with the newest Seattle Seahawk, Paul Richardson.
Ooh, yeah, they signed him again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, let's leave 2014 wide receiver draft with Paul Richardson.
Right. Colorado, baby.
I do remember Cody Parkinson now when she said Stanford tight end. Now I remember that name.
Let's just better than Kobe Fleener. Better than Kobe Fleener.
Yeah.
Small bar to jump over. Russ, I'd help you out. I haven't had any more names pop into my head.
I was going to say, you guys could team up if you want. I'm still giving up about my money.
He's already told us he had us beat. That was the most humble brag of trash talk I've ever heard.
I'm pretty glad I bowed out before he dropped that because I would have quit as soon as he dropped that. It's your game. You got to hope. Maybe he just gets one wrong.
Yeah. No, come on, I don't have any left. I just remembered Parkinson at the last second. I'm out.
You're out?
I got nothing.
Sig, give me your names.
No, list the last 12 that you have.
I want to hear the last 12 you have.
Okay, if that's how many I have. Okay.
Let's go team by team if you have it that way. Let's go read it.
Okay, well, Green Bay's the easiest one team by team. Okay. Jake Kumerow, Darius Shepherd, Dexter Williams, Tyler Irvin, who's actually going to play a role in offense this year, Mercedes Lewis, the ageless one.
He's in Green Bay?
Yeah, still. And Bobby Tonyan, who I think is going to
be tight ends. I can't believe I forgot about that guy.
I'm playing Turnberger right now.
Yeah, not
CFL guy.
Beagleton. Yeah, I didn't pat Beagleton down. That's right. So where I've kind of blocked out the last few guys on the roster and because I've been focusing so much on the 53, but yes, because every article now is like the 53 that are going to make it. Yeah. Seattle.
One of your favorite wide receivers from last season, Sig, on the rookies from last season.
From Seattle?
Started with the Colts. Now he's on the Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Penny Hart is still on their roster. See, the thing is, like, I just have that name out of my head now because I know he's not going to make the team. But practice squad 60. And you guys know practice squads can include players with any amount of experience now. So, like, some of the old guys might hang out. Philip Dorsett, David Moore. What's that?
John Ursua,
who's probably and that reminds me of Freddie Swain, and so because those two guys might be competing for a zero or one spots.
I had to cut Ursua off of all of my pigs rosters. Yeah. I've he's going to be the next Doug Baldwin.
I know the next Doug Baldwin.
The other quarterback on Seattle is Danny Etling.
Oh, they signed Etling?
I had no idea.
According to our last as of this morning.
I don't have much left for Vegas. I mean, I think Marcel Aitman is still on the roster.
Yeah, he is.
I saw his name, Sig, and I thought it was Rico Gathers, but it's not. It's Rico Gafford.
Oh.
It's a different guy.
You know, it's a different guy.
Did they just misspell his name?
You stumped me on Rico Gafford. I mean, I know he's a deep season speed guy, but I forgot.
I got one more name I got to give you at least.
Yeah, sure.
DeMorne Pearson-L.
Okay.
Nope. Empty. My pockets are empty.
On Vegas.
I got nothing. Keelan wow.
I was a big Keelan Doss fan.
Keelan Doss still around?
Nathan Peterman. You got?
Oh, Nathan Peterman. Derek that's right. Carrier
and his beautiful hair.
Yeah, Derek Carrier. Should have gotten into some Living the Stream
Zay
references.
Zay Jones
is on that team. That's right. Yeah.
That's right. The Packers have two Maliks at wide receiver, Malik Taylor and Malik Turner.
Oh, that's right. Who was on Seattle at the beginning of camp? Yeah.
I very much was a fan of Demarie Crockett, and he sort of disappeared.
You were a fan of him. I do remember that.
Yeah, watch. Caron Higdon's going to get like 200 carries for the Texans this year. This is fun. See, now you're really, I mean, the whole reason that I started playing fantasy football is so I wouldn't seem like such a weirdo for knowing who these people are.
Theo Riddick, you guys. You missed
Theo. Oh, yeah. Devontae Booker, right, because that's probably why they signed
What team are they on?
The Raiders.
Yeah, where's Riddick now? Riddick's on the Raiders now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's right, because that's another reason they don't want Jacobs to catch the ball.
I remember that hour on Twitter where Jacobs wasn't going to get any pass just because of Riddick signing. That's right. Yeah, that did happen.
KB and Into, I don't know that one.
Nope.
Wide receiver on the Packers, apparently. That's probably all the interesting names. Good job, Sig. You're the Dynasty Game Night champion of however long it takes us to get the next episode out, which will probably be a month or so, knowing us at this point.
I will wear the ribbon proudly, and I will broadcast it from the mountaintops, and I will invite challengers like Black Panther. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, seriously. Gosh, how heartbreaking was that?
Mm-hmm.
One year older than me, which
We need to get our colons checked, don't we? We need to have somebody shoving something for the Sundown Chat. Cheers to that.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Sigmund Bloom. You can find at Sigmund Bloom on Twitter, everything at Football Guys. Anything else you want to plug? Anything else you want to get out there?
No, just for everybody who's still hanging on within our fantasy world and still obsessing about things enough to enjoy this. Thanks for having me too. I cannot think of a better way to spend an hour, to be honest. I'm going to feel left out knowing that you're going to do this without me now.
We're always looking for more hosts. So
look, I can do the host too. Like, do you want me to do Wink Martindale? Do you want me to do maybe something a little racier, like Newlywed Game Gene Rayburn, Match Game Gene Rayburn? We could do different hosts. See, every week, Matt, you should do a tribute to a different game show host.
You have to remember who our audience is, and they don't know any of these names.
Don't the kids like game shows anymore? The Game Show Network?
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We're all very busy men, I'm sure. But thank you guys for listening to another episode. Thank you, Sig, so much for coming on Game Night. Thank you, John and Russ, for playing with us. Anyhow, do all the stuff. Follow us all on Twitter.
All the YouTube things.
All the things. We haven't rated. Asked for ratings and reviews for a long time. Maybe go hit that again. But thanks again, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time with another episode of Dynasty Game Night.